The night is tithing. The tithe is not mine. The tithe is not yours. But the tithe is the Lord's.
Right.
And it's given through the local church. Systematically given. Before I left this week, my wife and I, we tithe to our church. We do it every month.
Yeah.
And the reason I do it monthly because our church supports us monthly. And before I left this week, I want to make sure that our October tithe was in our local church. And it was. Their offering day was $30,000. How about that? And, of course, you got a $600,000 debt. You better have a good offering. But anyhow, here's what I started saying. How that's systematically given. That's tithing. And I'll say this real quick tonight. You don't do God a favor when you tithe.
Right. That's
right. Already His.
Yep.
Now, if y'all don't help me tonight, we're going to be here a long time.
Go ahead.
How tithing is already His tonight.
Yep.
And you say, preacher, that's Old Testament stuff. That's New Testament stuff.
Yep.
Somebody said it's under law. Wait a minute. Abraham did it 400 years before the law was even given.
Right.
And it's New Testament. I ain't got time to preach on it. I did when I was here last year. How that systematically given. How that's at labor, systematically, week after week given. Then number three, the third way of giving real quick, if I read six tonight, is surplus giving. You know what that is? Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be given unto you. That's surplus giving.
Right.
That's giving out your abundance somehow. That's surplus giving. And then there's what we call sacrificial giving. You remember the little widow down in Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 21? That little lady, she gave it all.
Right.
That's sacrificial giving. She gave everything. And then number five, that's what we call scriptural giving. That's given by faith. That's trusting God by faith. And I'm going to say this tonight. It's hard to preach on faith in this day.
Yeah. Amen.
You want me to tell you why? Because we got it made.
Yep. That's right.
If you come to church hungry, church tonight hungry, you chose to do that.
Yep. That's right.
I'll bet you turned your air conditioning on coming to church tonight.
Yep.
And it's supposed to be cool down here. It's October. And I bet you got your air conditioning on, did you? You say, did you? Oh, yeah, I pulled her down to month zero. They're paying the bill. I pulled her way down. And let me tell you something. We got it made tonight.
Amen.
We're probably driving the best car we ever drove. Wearing the best clothes that we wore. And we got it made tonight. So I'm saying this tonight. Scriptural giving. It's hard to preach on that because of that.
Yeah.
But God wants to take you and use you by faith tonight.
Right.
Faith promise tonight is not tithing. Faith promise tonight is not these other offerings. But faith promise is an offering all by itself.
Right.
And God will use. You say, preacher, don't you believe y'all support missions out of the general fund? I'm not against it. But if that's the only way you do that, you'll never reach a world with the gospel.
Right. Amen.
Let me ask you a question. How many enjoy these lights? Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I thank you for having them. I preached in the church this week. I absolutely couldn't see. It wasn't a contemporary church either. They just didn't have the lights in it. And how many enjoy air conditioning? Say amen.
Amen.
How many enjoy their pedicure? Say amen.
Oh, yeah.
How many enjoy coming in a good nice building? You have a nice building.
Yep.
You enjoy that?
Amen.
Now, let me tell you how all that comes about. That comes out of your general fund every week.
Yep.
You take care of your men of God out of the general fund. And if all we ever do is support missionaries, how the general fund the world by under the hill.
Right. Yep.
We're limited to what we can do how the general fund because of the local ministry here.
Right.
How but God has set up a way. Thank God. I said God has set up a faith promise. And I look at your card. Look at this verse. Or look at this statement. Look in front of it. Independence upon God. I'll say this tonight. I preach faith promise all the time. But I'll say this to you tonight. When it's all said and done, right there it is. Independence upon God.
Yep.
I was never to give to worldwide missions, the effort of our local church, whatever it is, whatever name your church is. You'll trust God for that offering. Given by faith tonight. You trust God by faith tonight. Genesis 22, we're going to see it tonight. Genesis chapter 22, this is a new message. Just started only here not long ago. And I believe God wants to help us tonight. Y'all remember this right here. I'm not going to let you stand because I'm going to read a whole lot. Y'all remember this. I'm coming to Genesis 22. You remember this verse? John chapter 8 verse 56. And your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Yeah.
And saw it and was glad.
Yeah.
When did Abraham see his day? Y'all remember this verse? Bible says, and by the way, y'all pull up on the internet and listen to Brother Buster Seaton preach on the gospel according to Abraham.
Yeah.
Y'all pull that up and listen to it. But listen to this verse. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 8. And the scripture foreseen that God would justify the heathen through faith. How preaching before the gospel unto Abraham. When was the gospel preached to Abraham? How, when did Abraham see the Lord's day and rejoice? When did that happen? Well, we're going to look at it right here tonight. Look at Genesis 22. Bible said in Genesis 22, verse number 1. Bible said, it came to pass after these things that God did tempt. Now that's the word you want to hang on to tonight. That God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son. By the way, it states that I think three times in this chapter.
Yeah.
And by the way, Isaac is the only son because that's the son the seed line comes through.
Right.
Thy only son whom thou lovest. And get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him thou for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood. The wood.
Yeah.
Hang on to that. Craved the wood for the burnt offering. And rose up and went unto the place how which God told him. And on the third day. Boy, that was another good thought.
Yeah.
He got up on the third day, didn't he?
Yep.
On the third day, the Bible said, the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here out with the ass. And I in the land, that's talking about Isaac, I will go yonder and worship. Does your Bible say come again?
Yep.
What God just tell him to do? We're going up here and worship, but we're coming back.
Right, right.
What did he tell him to do? We'll get into that in a minute. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And Abraham saw that day and rejoiced.
Yeah.
Are y'all
hearing
what I'm reading about?
Yeah.
What
that's
a picture of the Son of God. How, upon his son Isaac. And took the fire in his head. And a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, and notice this here, and Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father, there's another good picture.
Yeah.
My God, Abraham saw that day rejoice, and said, here am I, my son. He said, behold, the fire, the wood, the horns of the lamb for the offering. And Abraham, oh, what a verse, look at this verse. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Look at verse number 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built down an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac. Abraham saw that day and rejoiced.
Yep. Amen.
That's the son. Bound his son and laid him upon the altar upon the wood. You know what Abraham's getting ready to do? He's getting ready. I started to say strike a match. I'm not sure about that. He get ready to set fire under Isaac.
Right.
He's got the woods laid in order. The altar's already fixed. And the wood is laid in the order.
Yeah.
And now Isaac's laid on top of it. He's getting ready to do what God told him to do.
Yeah.
Watch this next verse. Abraham set forth his head. And took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord. Well, that's a good statement.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord appears to Abraham a number of times, and the angel of the Lord have called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For I know that now thou fearest God, and seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, there you go again, thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, around him, caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the lamb and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Verse 14, watch this verse. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, if I'm pronouncing that right, as it is said to this day, and the mountain of the Lord, it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. Look at verse 17. Verse 17, that in blessings I will bless thee, and multiply, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess it, and shall possess the gates of the enemy. Look at verse 18. Here's my main verse tonight. Look at verse 18. And thy seed shall all nations. Verse 17 has to do with Israel.
Yeah.
Verse 18 has to do with you and I.
Right.
Watch verse 18. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. How? Because thou hast obeyed my voice. I want to talk to you a little bit tonight on this thought tonight. I read a whole lot. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight on this thought tonight. A tried faith. A tried faith. Listen to this verse right here. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, have the tried faith tonight. Now let me say this before I get my main thought tonight. I know all Scripture has an interpretation, but I know all Scripture also has an application. Hear this story I just read to you tonight. What a wonderful application of faith promise tonight. Abraham obeyed God. Abraham done exactly what God said do. What a tremendous picture this afternoon of faith promise today. I found this to be true. If you'll put a little bit of faith in a great big God, He'll shock you and amaze you what He'll do.
That's right. Amen.
I said if you'll put a little bit of faith in a great big God, He'll amaze you at what He'll do. I want to say my wife and I, we've been married 54 years. And I've been saved 54 years this month. I got a birthday coming up in October. I'll be 54 years old. Yeah, 54 years old on the 22nd day of October. And probably for 53 of those years, her and I have been given missions. Probably for 52 or 53 of those years, we've been trusting God for a mission offering every week. And may I say this tonight? I have found this to be true. You put a little bit of faith in a great big God, He'll shock you what He'll do.
Amen.
And so it is in this story right here. I'll say this for my priest tonight. Abraham was 75 years old when he entered into the school of faith. Genesis chapter 11, Genesis chapter 12, at 75 years old. At this time, he's probably 130 years old. And that would make Isaac right out 100 and, or not 100, that would make Isaac about 30, 32 years old. Abraham saw his day rejoice.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me? But anyhow, that would make him about that age. Abraham about 130. And by the way, can I say this tonight? You never get too old. Never get too old to learn.
Yeah.
I like this. I read this somewhere. You never get too old to learn. When you stop learning, you stop growing. And when you stop growing, you'll stop living.
Yep.
And by the way, our faith tonight, God somehow or other wants to develop our faith tonight and work in our heart. Listen to this tonight. God did not want Abraham's son.
Right. That's right.
God did not want Abraham's son. God wanted Abraham's heart.
That's right.
Amen. Are y'all hearing me now? I said God didn't want his son. God wanted his heart. And I'm going to make a statement. You're going to look at me strange when I make it. Is it okay if I walk around and preach? I'm going to make a statement. Are you listening to me? You're going to look at me strange when I say it. God doesn't want your money. God wants your heart.
Amen.
Because you know what I found out a long time ago? When he gets my heart, he'll get that right there.
That's right.
I promise you that. And when you really trust him by faith, you're not going to have any problem with this right here I'm talking about tonight.
Right.
God doesn't necessarily want my money. He wants my heart.
Yep.
He wants me to give myself to him. And by the way, in doing that tonight, that doesn't mean that you're going to go to Las Vegas as missionary.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you're going to go to South Dakota as a missionary.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're going anywhere. You stay right here. And majority of you are going to stay right here.
Yep.
And God will use you. Are you listening to me? How God will use you local, how that the gospel may be spread around the world.
Yep.
How that global tonight. So I'm saying this to you now. God wants you tonight. And again, I want to say, God didn't want Abraham's son. God wanted Abraham himself. How Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 5, and this they did not as we hope, but first gave their own self. Gave their own self to the Lord. And that's what God wants you to do tonight. Faith promise tonight is about you trusting God. It's about you putting faith in God. Now I'll say this tonight. A life of faith is a life of fun.
Amen. Yeah, sure.
I said a life of faith is a life of fun.
Yeah.
Every week of my life, my wife and I will say this. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. That's absolutely unbelievable. And that's the way he works in our lives tonight. How when you trust him by faith. And I'll say this, I commend you as a church. And as a pastor tonight for what you're already doing. How old is this church? My soul. Y'all are a long ways ahead of what you, where you're supposed to be. I ain't going to say that again. But you really are. You really, really are. I mean, men got a good crowd coming to church. I already support missionaries. I already got a missionary called out of your church. Do you realize how blessed y'all are not having this man of God called out of your church? I don't know how honor could be bestowed on the church than God called preachers out of that church. I got a line on behind me where I pastored all them years. Now I'm just saying this tonight. Hey, you're so blessed tonight. And God is using you that unusual way, in a great way.
Yeah.
But can I say this? You've not touched the tip of the iceberg yet.
Yes, right.
To what God wants to do through you.
Right.
You'll say, preacher, we're out here in the country. Well, you read that limits, God? Preacher, we don't have anything much. Wonderful. And I know what some of you are thinking right now. Preacher, I can't give anymore. Great.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher, I'm maxed out. I can't do nothing else. Wonderful. Because that's not what faith promise is about.
Right.
Faith promise tonight is not about what you can do. Yeah. I'll get into the message now. Notice we have two or three things I'll be done. First of all now, don't you see Abraham's faith? Notice in verse number 1. Or Abraham, let's say it this way. Let's look at Abraham's test. Look at that. Don't you like tests? How many likes taking tests? I loved it when I went to school. I'd take the same one 9 times. What's his first? Notice in verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did. Tell me that next word.
Yeah.
You know what that word is? It's the same word we get our word test from. God tests Abraham. And that God did. And by the way, God doesn't tempt men with evil. Nobody. God doesn't do that. The word here tempts him when he's testing out. And what he's saying tonight, God did test Abraham. You say, preacher, don't you believe God knew what Abraham would do? God knew what Abraham would do. But God wanted Abraham to see what Abraham would do. Yes, sir. He knew what he would do. But I'll say this tonight. God wanted Abraham to see what Abraham could do. Notice tonight his test. But look at the verse. And it came to pass. God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, behold, here am I. Look at verse number 2. He said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and give thee into the land of that, get to the land of Moriah. And get where I'm telling you to go tonight. And only say this, notice this tonight. Notice he tests him and sees it. And again, listen to what I'm getting ready to say to you tonight. All through the Bible, God does that. God will test our faith. God doesn't tempt us, but he tests us. Look up here and listen to this.
Amen.
The devil tempts us
right
to bring us down.
Yeah.
God tests us to bring us up. Do you get what I said? I said the devil tempts you to bring you down. But God tests you now to bring us up. He did it in Mount Mount Moriah. Now, again, let me say this to you now. God does that to test our faith. And I'll say faith promise now. That's what it does in faith promise. God somehow or another will say, and faith promise tonight will test you. He wants to bring you up. He wants you to trust God after that offering tonight. Somebody has wisely said this, and I wrote it down. Someone wisely said, faith that is not tested, faith is not tested until God asks us to do something we can't do ourselves. Faith is not tested until God asks us to do something how we can't do ourselves. And may I say this tonight? It wasn't Abraham's job to get Isaac off that altar.
Right.
It was Abraham's job to put Isaac on the altar.
Yep, that's right.
And I'm saying this to you now. It's not your job in faith promise tonight how to come up with money. But it's our job to obey God. Watch this tonight. Again, it wasn't Abraham's job to resurrect his son. But it was Abraham's job to obey God.
Right.
And I like this here. He obeys God. He don't question it, but thank God he does exactly what God says to. Abraham's test, he does exactly what God says do. Hear me tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
You say, well, preacher, man, what a test. I don't know how all this is going to work out. You see, we're going to pray this week. during this meeting, we're going to pray and we're going to ask God, what is it God wants to do through your life?
Yeah.
And God will give through you what He'll not give to you.
Yeah.
And you'll be praying that prayer this week. And you may already be saying this in your heart and your mind. Hear me and hear me well tonight. You may already be saying, there's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way. And by the way, when you look at this story here, there's no way.
Yeah.
Go offer him up. Not just killing, but a burnt offering. Ashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Come on,
it was Abraham's job to obey. It wasn't Abraham's job to come up and have to get him off the altar. How about it was Abraham's job to obey? And may I say this about faith promise tonight? It's your job to obey.
Right.
Whatsoever he saith.
Yeah.
Do it. Amen. And notice Abraham's test. But then don't you see Abraham's trust? Look at verse number 6. Notice Abraham's trust. Look what he does in verse 6. Bible says in verse number 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Watch this verse. And Abraham said, my son, God, what a verse, will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Bible says in verse number 9, and it came to pass in verse number 9, that God had, let's read the verse right, and it came to pass in verse number 9, and it came to the place in verse number 9, I'll get the verse right in a minute, which God had told him. And Abraham built there an altar and laid the wood in order and bound his son Isaac and laid him upon the wood. Notice this right here. Notice Abraham's trust this evening. Verse number 10 says this, and stretched forth his hand to take the knife to slay his son. Notice Abraham's trust. Abraham responded just exactly what God said do.
Yep.
Abraham responded by faith. And may I say this tonight? True faith always responds at the call of God. True faith always responds at the call of God. Abraham's trust here. Abraham does exactly what God told him to do.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something now. That is an awesome command.
Yeah.
And by the way, faith promises an awesome command.
Amen.
Down through the years, again, I don't have nobody else to use this illustration other than my wife. I've seen God do that over and over and over again. Not only our test, but Abraham's trust. How did Abraham trust in God? He takes him up there, lays him on the altar. And watch this verse right here. I'm in Hebrews 11. You don't have to turn. Hebrews 11, verse 17. By faith, when Abraham was tried, he offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac thou should be called. Listen to this. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him in the figure. You know what Abraham done? Watch this. At the bottom of Mount Moriah, they start up that mountain. Those men there hold the ashes, the donkeys, if you will, and they start up that mountain. Watch this. When Abraham and Isaac starts up that mountain, in the mind of Abraham, that boy's dead.
Yeah.
I said, in the mind of Abraham, that boy, I'll promise you, is a dead boy.
Yeah.
But I like what the Bible said in that verse, and I like what it says in our text. He said, I'm the light of going down and worship. And what else does that say? And come again.
Yep.
And I like what it says here in Hebrews. Accounting that God was able. Hear me this evening. I'm talking about trust tonight. Abraham trusts God. Hear me tonight. And by the way, that's exactly how faith promise works.
Yep.
We simply trust God for that offer. Whatever it is tonight, we trust God for it. And that's exactly, are you listening? True faith. Real Bible faith will always obey. And I thought about this when I studied this week. Abraham didn't argue about that. Abraham didn't dissect what God told him to do. Abraham didn't dissect the command. Abraham didn't sit down and say, well, now, you know what? I don't know about that. And you say, well, you're saying that stuff. I say that because I know Baptist people.
Yeah.
I pastored them a long time. And I know Mr. Doubt will rise up. And Mr. Doubt will say, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way. I don't know how many missionaries this church supports right now. But can I say something to you tonight? If you'll get a hold of what I'm preaching tonight and really get a hold of it, you probably could double what you're doing tonight.
Yep.
Are y'all hearing me preach? I'm telling you, this is not a Benny Hinn lie.
Come
this
on,
is a gospel truth. Now I'll say this to you now. Abraham's trust tonight. He does exactly what God. He don't question it. He don't try to dissect, try to figure it out. He does exactly what God told him to do.
Amen.
I don't tell you now. Listen, that's all God wants you to do.
Yeah.
You know what your pastor wants you to do this week? He wants you to just obey God.
Yeah. Amen.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. I believe I heard that somewhere. Are you listening to me? And by the way, can I say this to you now? That's what God. That's what faith promise is.
Yeah.
Just in a little bit, we're going to come around the altar. You're going to make a faith promise card. We're going to lay it on the altar. And we're going to pray over it. And you're going to allow God to speak to your heart. And again, let me tell you this now. Faith promise is not your regular offering. It's not your tithe. It's not the needy fund. It's not any of that. It's an offering given by faith to help put missionaries on the field tonight. And I'll tell you, God is a God, and that Bible is a God that operates by faith. He always has been.
Right.
He operates by faith. And may I say this to you tonight? All God wants you to do tonight is simply trust Him tonight.
Yeah.
You see Abraham's test. You see Abraham's trust. And again, I can't overemphasize this. Abraham's job was simply to obey God.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. I was preaching a mission conference to Dr. Baker. When Dr. Baker was pastoring years ago. Before that, I was in Vicksburg, Germany preaching. And preaching Europe several times. And had this guy come up to me that was in Air Force in Germany while I was preaching. He said, I'm getting ready to get Air Force. God's called me to preach. And I'm getting ready to get out, and I want to come to a Bible college in the United States, somewhere in the States, where I can work with me and my family and still go to Bible college. He said, do you know one? I said, I do. I said, I know a real good one. I preach in it quite often. And the Calvary Baptist Bible College, King, North Carolina. Dr. Baker, you speak to pastor there. Brother Kevin Broyles, pastor now. And I said, that's a good school. So to make a long story short, he got out of the Air Force, and this was several months, maybe a year later. I'm at that church preaching a mission conference. And the meeting had went real good. And on Saturday night, we had an international supper, and that brother that had got out of the military and was coming to Bible college here, come up to me at the supper that night. He said, preach on, answer a question. I said, okay. He said, what am I supposed to do? If God has put a figure in my heart to give the missions above the tithe and above all the other offerings, God has put a certain figure in my heart to give to missions. If I give and I do what I feel God wants me to do, I'm not sure I'm going to have enough money left over to pay bills for my growth. I'm not sure. I'm standing there looking at him. He's got a wife. He's got small children. I'm a papa. I'm looking at them little youngins. And I stood there, I said, well, brother, I'd highly recommend you doing exactly what God says to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether you understand or not, I'd highly recommend you do what God says to do. Well, went in and finished that conference and I left. Several months later, I was back there in the Bible college preaching chapel service. He came up to me before the service that morning and said, I'll see you after service. So I'll meet you out in the hall and talk to you after service. Okay. And so we met out in the hall and he looked at me with tears in his eyes, crying. Here's what he said. He said, preacher, I just want you to know I did exactly what God says do. And I want you to know my children haven't went for food. My bills has not been unpaid. I just want you to know God's met every need every week by week. Are you listening? Isn't that wonderful? And I'll tell you something now. He couldn't figure it out. It wasn't his job to figure out how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
It was his job to do what God... Abraham's job, it wasn't his job to get him off that altar. It was his job to take him up on top of Mount Moriah and offer him up. That was his job. My job tonight is obey God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something real good? A few months ago, I was preaching a mission conference in Ohio. I have no idea what the name of the town is. Ohio. Preacher told me, said, there's a... Now the preacher going to come tomorrow night and eat supper with us and have some fellowship. I said, wonderful. I ain't seen this guy in years. And I said, wonderful. So we sit at the restaurant, me and Pastor Pinson and I and my wives. And all of a sudden this other man walks in with his wife and sits down. And the preacher introduces me to him. And I still didn't recognize his name. And he basically looked at me and said, don't you remember me? You know who that guy was? It was that guy that was in Bible college, pastoring a church in Kentucky right now. And he's telling his people exactly what I told him. Are y'all here tonight? Let me tell you something now. It wasn't his job to come up with a money. It's not my job every week to come up with a faith promise.
Right.
I can't sometimes. But God always meets that need. I will tell you one more time before I close. Abraham's job was to take his son, put him on the altar, and do exactly what God says to do. Notice this, now I'm done. You see Abraham's test, you see Abraham's trust. But look at Abraham's triumph. Look at verse number 11. The Bible says in verse number 11, and the angel called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said unto him, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. The Bible said, and Abraham lifted up his eyes, and look at the verse, and Abraham lifted up his eyes, and look, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Here's what happened. Watch this. Abraham and Isaac's going up this side of Mount Moriah. They're going up side of the mountain. While they're going up side of the mountain, over on the other side of that mountain, God had a ram going up the other side. At the right time, I'm about to shout. Are y'all hearing me preaching? He's never late. He's never late. Right. He's always on time.
Yep.
And I skip. Boy, that baby's a good baby. He's never late. I preach to grown people like that sometimes. He's never late. What? Watch this again. Abraham and Isaac is going up the mountain on one side. While they're going up on the mountain that side, God's got a ram. Did you know he's never late?
Right.
He's always on time at the right time every time. And I'll tell you something tonight. Hear me tonight. He's never been late for me. He's never been a time that has not been there. Abraham, listen, Abraham, triumph. Look at verse 14. I love verse 14. Watch this verse. Bible said in verse number 14, and Abraham called the name of the place, Jehovah Jireh, where it is said, to this day, in the mountain of the Lord, it shall be seen. By the way, you know what that means? It shall be seen.
Yeah.
And can I tell you something tonight? In the Jehovah Jireh, in the mountain of the Lord, it shall be seen.
Yeah.
I can write a book about that.
Come on, preacher.
I can write a book about that. I can write a book about that. Yeah. And it shall be seen. And it shall be seen.
Come on,
and it shall be seen. And it shall be seen.
Yeah.
I preached a mission conference the other week for Brother Ryan Haynes.
Yeah.
And one night, I was getting ready to get in the pulpit, and I looked back, and this little lady walked in. And I'm just speaking to this little lady's pastor, Mrs. Warner. And she walked in and sat down about towards the back of the building. Hadn't seen her in years and years. I was her pastor for 16 years. And I thought, man, what a blessing. Let me tell you something about this little lady. She she had a husband that never did go to church. She raised, I think, 7 children. Her husband was disabled. He wasn't able to work. And she cleaned my eye doctor. She cleaned his office, I think, 2 or 3 times a week. And maybe one house. Now, I never will forget this little lady when I passed her Turner Street. I'd be sitting in my office, and I probably told this story here before. I'd be sitting in my office. My office was here. The secretary's office was outside of mine. And the door was always open if they joined together. And I'd hear them on Sunday night or either Monday one, and they'd say, she done it again. She done it again. She done it again. Listen, that little lady, she don't have a decent car and didn't have one back in that day. I'd be afraid starting here to the highway. She didn't have nothing. But tell you what she learned to do. She learned to trust God with faith. And hear what I'm getting ready to say. That little lady, I never looked at treasures. I never looked at reports. But I could tell from the secretaries, God used that little lady to give more to missions than anybody in my church.
Yeah.
Our church during them years gave $230,000 a year to missions.
Yeah.
$230,000. And when I left, 230-some missionaries every month.
Yeah.
And God used that. We had a lawyer in the church. I had people made $100,000 every year. I had people made a lot of money. I had a lot of people work for R.J. Reynolds. Made a lot of money. And God used that little lady, to give more to missions than anybody in my church.
Yeah.
You know why? She got a hold of what I'm preaching tonight.
Amen. Amen.
It wasn't her job to come up with the money, but it was her job to get on her face before God and say, God, what is it? God, what is it? What is it you want to do through my life? Can I tell you this one more time? He'll give through you what he'll not give to you.
Yeah.
Jehovah Jireh, he'll see to it.
Yeah.
He'll see to it. By the way, can I say this? The testimony of God would be at stake. He didn't do what he said.
Yeah.
He'll see to it. Notice, hey, I'm about done. Watch this verse. I'm done. I got to give one more verse. Abraham's triumph. Well, look at Abraham 3. Look at verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Wonder how many nations will be blessed because you obey his voice. That's a great verse. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Preach, I'm just a guy down here on what's the name of this road?
Webb
Road. Don't look Tim Webb.
Yeah.
I'm just down here on Webb Road. I'm just a nobody. Yeah, but God can make a nobody and use them.
That's right.
Oh, you listen? By the way, God can take a nobody and make them somebody to influence everybody.
Right.
And I'll say tonight, God wants to use you this week. I'll promise you God wants to use you this week.
Amen.
What a tremendous picture of faith promise. When Abraham's job, to get him off that altar. It was Abraham's job to put him on that altar. It was God's job to get him off. Accounting that God was able. And can I say this? If God did that for Abraham, he's no respected person.
Yeah.
If God honored his faith that way, do you reckon he'll honor our faith? I believe he will.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I don't really believe it. I know he will. Read when you get home. Read Romans chapter 4, verse number 3. Accounting that it was counted unto him because he obeyed God by faith. By faith. I want you to stay with me tonight. Tried faith. Tell what I want us to do tonight. I don't want you to do anything. I want you to do what the Lord wants you to do. But I tell you what I believe the Lord would help us all do tonight. I believe the Lord would help us to take that faith promise card tonight. If you don't have one, I'll give you one when you come up here. And bow around this old-fashioned altar over here this evening. And say, dear Lord, what is it you want to do through my life again this year? You're probably already doing faith promise. Can I get some nods, are you? Thank you, Lord. And can I say this tonight? If you've not been doing it, y'all start it. And if you are doing it, I'll tell you what y'all do. Y'all have increased it. And by that, I want to say this. If you give the same thing to missions this year as you did last year, there's no faith involved. Because you've done seen him do that. Trust God for faith. And again, tomorrow night, don't miss tomorrow night. Please don't. Will you bring your faith promise card? Let's have prayer around the altar with it. How many will come up here and pray with me tonight? Come on. Is that okay, preacher?
Yes, sir.
Bring that card with you. And listen, all I want you to do is ask God.